Blog Talk Radio.
Crossover Radio, tying the community together.
Gotta be where you are.
Woo!
I wanna be where.
whatever it takes just to see you, to behold you as my King. I want to be where you are. Peace is where you are. Joy is where you are. And love is.
Good afternoon and welcome to Soulful Sunday. My name is Pastor Deshaun Henderson at Speak Life Ministry in Newark, New Jersey. The address is 411 Jellab Avenue, where the senior pastor is Anthony Claus, and I am co-pastor, Pastor Anthony and Pastor Deshaun Claus. Church is on Wednesday at 7 p.m. for Bible study and on Sunday at 10 a.m. If you pray for me today, my voice is giving me a little battle, but we're going to trust the Lord. And so today is Soulful Sunday, a day that we just want to honor God even more than what we do from Monday through Saturday. We just want to celebrate God, love on God, and give God all of us. And so we're going to have prayer. We're going to go right into the Word. And so, Lord God, cleanse us. Cleanse each and every one of us on the line, Lord God, from whatever breaks your heart, Lord God. Wash us, make us whole, Lord God. Touch our bodies, our minds, our spirits, and our souls, Lord God. We ask you to clean our ears out, Lord God, and open our hearts, Lord God, so that we can hear a fresh word, Lord God, a fresh word regarding your promise, Lord God. We thank you for each and every listener on the line this afternoon, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for each one of your daughters and your sons that press to hear a word of God, Lord God. We just ask you to have your way, Lord God, as you continue to fight our battles, Lord God, as you continue to work things out in our favor, Lord God. We thank you for new grace. We thank you for new mercy. We thank you for your healing power. We thank you for your son, Jesus. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. We thank you for your blood, Lord God, because you and you alone are worthy to be praised. And so we say thank you, Lord God. We bless your name. And in Jesus' name we say amen. And so at this time, we're going to have Evangelist Terry. She's going to come forth and she's going to give us the word. And the topic is the blessing of Abraham.
Good afternoon. God bless. I'm Evangelist Terry Owens. Good afternoon. God bless. I'm Evangelist Terry Owens. This afternoon, we want to survey the life of Abraham to learn what it teaches us about faith. What is faith? It's the assurance of all things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. It's a strong belief. Because it's a large amount of material involved, we will use Galatians 3:26 through 29 as our base text, and also looking at other relevant passages in Genesis and in Hebrews. We will be reading from the book of Galatians. The title is The Blessing of Abraham. Galatians was written by Apostle Paul. An apostle were the primary disciples of Jesus and the central figure of Christianity. They were the closest followers and became the primary teachers of the gospel of the message of Jesus. In the text, Galatians 3:26 through 29, Apostle Paul is speaking to the church of Galatia. And the scripture reads, "For you are all sons of God through Christ and Jesus. For many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you are Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise." Apostle Paul is explaining to the church that because they are sons and daughters of God, through faith in Christ Jesus, they are Abraham's seed. So, who is Abraham? And why are the blessings, and what are the blessings, and why should we want to receive what was promised to him? Abraham, he was the founding father of the Jewish nation of Israel, a man of great faith and obedience to the will of God. His name in Hebrews means father of a multitude. He was originally called Abram, or exalted father. The Lord changed his name to Abraham as a symbol of the covenant promise to multiply his descendants into a great nation that God will call his own. He also had a wife named Sarai, later changed to Sarah. The blessings of Abraham. The blessings of Abraham can be found in Genesis 12, 1 through 3. There were seven blessings of Abraham. The first one, it reads, "Get out of your country, from your family, from your father's house, to a land I will show you." Meaning, a relevant scripture, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not into thy own understanding. In all acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path." Proverbs 3, 5 through 6. Second, "I will make you a great nation." Meaning, we are all a part of a great family, the family of God. We do not join in it. You have to be born into it by receiving Jesus. Shaking hands with the pastor, joining the church is not enough. You must be born again. The third blessing, just, "I will bless you." A relevant scripture, "He wants us to have life more abundantly." John 10:10. Fourth blessing, "I shall make thy name great." Fifth one, "You shall be a blessing." Simply put, bless others. The sixth one, "I will bless those who bless you and curse them who curse you." And last, "All families of the earth shall be blessed." So after we learned what the blessings were, God tested Abraham's faith. In Genesis 22, verse 1, he told him to take your son, the promised son, Isaac, to whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering to the on the mountains. A burnt offering is a sacrifice, meaning to give it up. So Abraham did as God told him. But as you read the passage in its entirety, you will come to find out that as soon as Abraham was ready and willing to sacrifice his beloved son, God spoke to him again in verse 12 and said, "Do not lay hands on the lad or do anything to him." And as Abraham lifted his eyes, a ram was behind him in a bush caught by his horn. So Abraham offered the ram instead. So what does the ram symbolize? The ram in the bush is just symbolic to make us see that when we think we have to do things our way or do something our way, God will give us what we need to satisfy his way. He can and he will substitute anything and all things at his discretion. So the blessing. Genesis, verse 16 through 18. God spoke to Abraham again, saying, "By myself I have sworn, say the Lord, because you have done this thing and have not withheld your son, your promised son, blessings, I will bless you and multiply you. I will multiply your descendants as the stars of the heavens, as the sands in which is on the seashore, and your descendants shall possess the gate of their enemies. And your seed of all the nations on earth shall be blessed because you have obeyed my voice." So, if I can turn you back to Galatians 3, verse 29, it reads, "And if you are of Christ, then you are of Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise." Also, in Hebrews 11:8-11, you can read other relevant great scriptures a reference to this blessing as well. And this text, it relates to me as being a newly baptized Christian. It confirms that by my faith and obedience to the word of God, that I too am a seed of Abraham. So I am too an inheritance to the blessing, to be blessed according to the promise. So once you receive a word from God and have an ear to hear, follow the instructions. You will never be led wrong. We have favor over our life. It's our inheritance. And inheritance is normally what we know as, you know, what grandma left us, you know, her diamond ring, or where mama left us the house, or where daddy left us, you know, extra insurance money. That's what we normally know as an inheritance, material things, things that is tangible. You can touch them, see them. But this is the most important blessings of all. This is what you can be blessed by just by having faith alone. You will receive the blessing of Abraham. Your faith, it can and it will be tested. However, God is more anxious to bestow his blessings on us than we are to receive them. Just stay in the word, be obedient to the word, and it shall come to pass. God is not like man. He shall not lie. He cannot lie. So in closing, our God, our Jehovah Jireh, will provide everything we need to accomplish what he has called us to do according to his timing. If you are awaiting something or waiting on God to send you something, be confident that the ram in the bush will be on time. I encourage you to trust in the word. Read the word as often as you can. Follow the instructions, and the only results can follow out of that is a blessing. I encourage you as well, get into a good Bible-based church, guided by the Holy Spirit, not just by tradition, and you will see God's work. And you will, if no one can do it, he can do it, regardless of who do we think we are, or you're probably thinking of yourself that, oh, I'm not good enough, oh, I just joined the ministry, or I don't know the word, or, you know, things that you don't know. But God will give you what he needs for you to have. God just need a vessel, and he can use you. Just make yourself available. As he used many, many noted people from the Bible, and they felt that they didn't have what they thought they needed. For example, Noah, according to the word, was a drunk. Abraham, he thought he was too old. Joseph was abused. Noah had a speech impediment. He stuttered. So as long as you make yourself an open vessel, God can and will use you. He isn't finished with you yet. And make yourself available or open to the word, and you won't miss your blessings. I hope this word was heard upon someone who can be blessed by hearing it. And I hope everyone who can hear the sound of my voice have a blessed day. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the living God. That was awesome. Praise the Lord. I just want to thank God for Evangelist Terry, and like she just told us that she's a newly baptized Christian. She's a member of Speak Life Ministry. She's been here for a couple of months with us. But God has really blessed her and increased her faith. And I won't keep you on long. I know it's the summertime, and I know you probably are either somewhere waiting to get out or somewhere waiting to go in. But I just want to leave you with the promises of God, and that God had already promised us things way before we were even thought of. God has a future for us, expected in
a good end, things to prosper us, expected in for us to be blessed, not for us to be cursed, not for us to constantly go through, not for us to constantly have pain in our body and for the enemy to constantly come in and out of life thinking that he can do, you know, as he please. And so as the woman of God has told us about Abraham, and also there was Isaac, and the first one that God assured faith to, and the plan of God was even to Eve and to Adam. And so I want to encourage you as the pastor and even to let you know, no matter what you're going through today, hold on to the promises of God. Do your part. He's going to do his part. His grace will be new to you every day. His mercy will endure for and ever. We serve a God that won't lie. He cannot lie. He loves us. He believes in us. He sent his son to die for our sins. His son has already done what was needed of him. And as we learned even on this morning, that the blood is on the mercy seat. And so God sees us. He knows what we're going through. And even as I struggle with my voice on today, I trust God. And I believe God will send more help. I believe as he trains up the evangelists, they will come even stronger and longer. But right now we're going to close. Again, I want to thank Evangelist Terry for allowing God to use her. I pronounce a blessing on each and every one of my sons and daughters that's on the line, each and every one of our friends, whomever may be listening. May you go in peace, and may your peace multiply. God bless you.
Lift your worship.
Travel near or far.
Now raise it up. be where you are. I wanna be where you are. Gotta be where you are. Come on, raise it before I'm say,
wanna be where you are.
Gotta be.
Gotta be where you are.
I wanna be where.
Wanna be where.
Everything I need is where.